Speaking of the end of the night, how is your family?
Yesterday was one of the worst days I've spent in my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because everybody, it seems, is ill.
So who was bad with it yesterday? Obviously, Nikki's
had it. Zan's had it, but she was feeling a bit ropey.
Which who's had it?
Xanthi.
Who's that?
That's
number
child,
two.
So a middle child.
Right, okay.
She's six.
You've got three children.
Three children.
Yep.
That's right. You knew that.
I did. That's the first time I think I've got that right.
Finn has, he's had it as
she's
well.
She's the youngest?
No, he's the eldest.
He's the oldest.
That was a joke, I know that. He's the man of the house.
He hasn't been sick or anything, he's just felt rubbish. Mm-hmm. So he was in bed all day yesterday, last night as well, but I checked in this morning and he feels much better. And then Nick feels much better as well. So hopefully the bug has left our house.
Good.
Because I didn't like that bug.
Has the bug arrived at your house?
Yeah.
Not has the bug arrived at your house?
Yes.
Well,
maybe you've got the Dominic Byrne family bug now. 811 number 9. Just tell, let Dom know.
I hope you have.
How's the bug getting on?
Tell us when the bug arrives.
Yeah.
Are you having fun with the bug? Text now, 811 number 9. That's lovely.
It's not nice. It really isn't.
I don't want the bug to arrive.
No, you don't want it.
Have you apologised to the Black Pudding Federation?
I have, yeah.
Good. You did
by,
on Twitter.
By the medium of Twitter, good. Yeah.
Because Dominic said that originally his bug was... He felt that his bug was down to a dodgy black pudding, to which I was like, no!
Well, absolutely, because I love black pudding
and
as well.
And it's not normally associated with tummy upsets, is it?
Not really.
It's not like prawns and oysters and scallops and stuff.
It's the only thing I'd eaten that nobody else had eaten, so I presumed it was that. But
why do you have black pudding to celebrate today?
I love black pudding.
Do they do black pudding next door?
Well,
I'll find out.
Oh, Tina.
Never in my life, and I never will.
Now,
You've never tried it?
No.
Well, look me now, Tina. You're an idiot.
I'm not.
She's going to say it, Dom.
You'll love it.
You've not tried it because it's got pig's blood in it.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on.
Grow up.
No, I won't grow up.
Grow up.
I'll remain a child for the rest of my life.
Do you eat steak?
Yeah, I love steak.
Do you eat sausages, pork sausages?
Yeah.
Bacon?
Yeah, I eat pretty much everything.
Do you eat lamb?
Yeah.
You know, those little cute little lambs that are bouncing around in the field.
Yeah.
Meh. And you see them in the countryside and you go, hello, little lamb. And you go, meh.
It's just because blood's...
And then on Sunday, it's not going meh anymore, is it? It's going nom, 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 as you have your Sunday roast and get it woofed.
I don't think I'm missing out. There are so many other elements in
one of the tastiest things. Genuinely, it's one of the tastiest things you can eat. Black pudding. Seriously.
Black pudding's lovely.
I'll take your word for it.
but there's loads of nice, tasty food, which actually, if you think about it...
Mm.
Well, sausages for one.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to know what goes into sausages, would you?
No, this is true.
Even bacon.
Mm.
You know, bacon's from a filthy pig.
Black pudding update, they do it.
They do what?
They do
in the cafe next door?
Yes, they do.
Well, listen,
Dom,
shall we all try a little bit?
No.
Tina,
no.
What if I treat us to some black pudding this morning?
I don't want it. I don't want to be ungrateful.
But look at me.
Yes.
You're so ungrateful. High maintenance and ungrateful.
I don't eat black pudding.
Anti-black pudding. Add that to the list.
Would you try some?
No, I can't. It will make me sick.
But how do you know? You've never tried
but
it.
But the idea of it will.
But you need to know more about it.
All right, what's in it? Blood. No, thanks.
No, it's not. It's a myth.
I don't think it is.
You'd be happy with blood in your steak, though.
Yeah, that's different.
Oh, why is it different?
It just is.
Where does steak come from?
Obviously, from a cow.
Right. So basically, if you think about the process, from a cow being stood in the field, even the quick version of a cow going... Even though cows are stupid anyway, dopey things...
Do you think?
And the next thing is, someone stood there going, and how do you like that steak cooked? And you choose on how you'd like it cooked, depending upon whether you like a little bit of red or you don't like a bit of red, or you like a bit of juice or you don't like a bit of juice. And let's be honest, you don't want to see any blood.
Yeah, it's medium for me, always.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll always get a bit of blood.
Oh.
Oh, you'll be eating him soon.
There's my steak.
Yeah. What are you thinking about? By the way, is that a cow closing a door?
Yes, it is. It is. It's a rare recording. It's the first cow closing a door audio.
Are those your abattoir sound effects?
No, it's not abattoir. That's being brought in for milking.
Oh, right.
It's dairy herd.
It's hamster milking time.
Yeah.
In the bowl.
Yeah.
Frosties? No, listen, I'm telling you. Black pudding is delicious. It really is.
It's nice.
And you are missing out on a treat, Tina.
It's lovely. Oh, I don't think so. Not for me. Well, look, imagine you're making black pudding at home and you go, right, I'm going to go to the supermarket and get my ingredients. Oh, I'll have some of this, some of this. Oh, where's the blood?
Yeah, but you don't make it at home. You should never make black pudding at home, I don't think. You need lots of materials and, like, a white suit and white wellies and stuff. You don't need to be making it at home.
Anything that involves the wearing of wellies is always
bad.
It's always a good start.
You know, by the way, it's not just blood.
No.
Okay, what else is in it?
All sorts of gristle and all sorts of...
Oh, what?
Meat?
Yes.
Okay.
Very general term, but yes.
It's got meat in it.
It has meat
non-specific
in it.
Meat.
Well, white pudding is sausage meat, essentially.
Mm. White pudding you might get on with better than black pudding, possibly, Tina.
Right. What's white pudding?
It just doesn't have as much or any blood in it.
Right. Ian on the
It doesn't have pig's blood in it.
Says so. It's much nicer, white
what,
pudding.
What, white pudding?
Yes.
Do they do white pudding?
What, in the calf?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
That we don't know.
Okay. Right, okay. I'll have a white one.
Tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to get you some black pudding this morning.
I won't eat it. Please don't do this to me.
You will. No, listen. This is how we're going to work it, Tina.
Can you just say... Just so you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah. No, listen, this is how we're going to work. We don't need any of that business, because listen...
Okay.
If you don't do it, you're fired.
Oh, right.
You're going to absolutely love
it. Okay.
You're right, that means we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it doesn't matter whether she's enjoying it or not.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's true, isn't it?
She's having a nice time.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yes. I love my job.
Good morning. It's yummy. It's really yummy.
Good morning to the vegetarians listening as well.
You don't need to be vegetarian to find this a bit queasy.
Have you?
I'm quite happy as a meat eater. You know, it's something I've never really been bothered by. But just,
it shows you
how ignorant you are, because just hearing Chris talk you through the stages, I feel a bit ill listening to this.
What's your favourite kind of meat?
You're going to do it again, aren't you? No, please don't.
What, chicken?
Please don't.
You're not committed to chicken, don't you? Oh, look at the little chicken. Look at him running around. Feed the little chicken. Feed the chicken, chicken. And chicken on Sunday dinner.
You're a dark person, Mr. Wells.
You know what? I don't get this. Seriously, somebody said this a long time ago, and it's true. I don't mind animals, but if I'm hungry, I'll eat a panda sandwich. I really don't care. And for all you non-meat eaters out there, congratulations on your choice to not eat meat. I love meat. I had this conversation only the other day. I don't think there's an animal that I wouldn't try, right? Mm. I like the taste of chicken. I like the taste of beef. I like pork. I like lamb. Who's to say that I wouldn't like the taste of hamster, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And people are the double standards of people. If you were to make a joke now, I know there's one or two animals that you make a joke now, people would go, ha ha, oh no, that's out of order. No, that's out of order. They would laugh along at every gag. They're laughing at me, us making Tina eat black pudding, and they're laughing at me saying, I'll eat a panda sandwich. But if I said kitten burger,
we'll get complaints. It's true.
Milesy! Milesy! Don't you mess with the kittens.
Guinea pigs are popular in South America, aren't
they? Yes, in Peru, specifically, yeah.
Oh. And that time I went on Gordon Ramsay's show, Gordon goes, yes, yes, big boy, yes, yes, you said you love meat, you'd eat any animal, yes, yeah, yes, you said that, you said you'd eat a kitten burger, yeah, I'd eat a kitten burger, okay, well, we've got a kitten burger for you to try, right? And that was a joke.
Mm.
I didn't know it was a joke, and I went, really? Where? And he went, no, you... Keep an idiot. Of course I don't. It's really disappointed.
I couldn't eat kitten.
Vegetarians are much stronger.
But how would you know if somebody blindfolded you and went, here's some meat?
Wouldn't know. This is. I've eaten horse before and I didn't know.
And by the way, I also think meat is a big lie.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, right, sausages come from pigs.
Well, no, they can come from anything.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You have beef sausages.
But mainly it's pork, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
And bacon come from pigs.
Yes.
But they're completely different.
Yeah.
Right? Let me give you another example, which is brilliant, and you can ignore and not really realise how brilliant that observation was. Beef comes from where?
Cow.
Does it really? How do you know that?
I've been told
this. Does it really? It doesn't look like a cow. It doesn't taste like you'd imagine a cow to taste. And what's with all this... Different flavours, different bits from the same animal No, please, do me a favour. I don't believe it's true. I don't believe that animals in the field make the meat that we eat.
So,
I think it's a massive conspiracy between animals, farmers, and Waitrose.
So where do we get the meat from?
Nobody knows. Oh. No one knows. I think it's just meat.
Like grown.
Yeah, like potatoes.
Yes.
Do you know what I was wondering the other day? Is the fact that with bacon, and you know you get bacon in a packet and bacon looks like bacon. It's a particular shape, isn't it? Mm. You've got like a big bit at the top and then a little bit at the bottom.
Apart from in America.
Yeah, well, they get it wrong.
They do get it wrong.
It's weird, though.
Yeah.
Now, because they make their own. They grow it.
But differently. I was thinking the other day, is that on a pig, where are all those bits of bacon?
Where are they?
Does that make sense?
Where are they, Dave?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Where do they all, you know, because they all look the same.
I'm with you.
All those bits of bacon all look the same.
Mm. It's a load of nonsense. They grow meat in the ground or on trees. There's places where we've never been to where that bacon grows on trees. And black pudding is made from angels' tears.
Mm.
Okay, Tina? Aww. Look at it that way. See, I'm going to have some black pudding.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Will you not try it at all?
No, I can't. I really
what if
can't.
We pay you?
I really can't. What about in the same way that you don't like cheese?
I'll eat
imagine
cheese.
I gave you a block of cheese.
Okay. I'm not going to eat a block. I'll try some. What kind of cheese is it?
What's a really strong one?
Blue cheese.
Yeah, blue cheese.
Okay. I'll try it.
Oh.
I've never eaten it. Because I don't like cheese as a rule, but there's certain cheeses I'm actually all right with. I'm all right with halloumi, which I really like. And that halloumi and falafel wrap they do down the road.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
I've not had that.
It's like heaven in your mouth.
Is it?
Oh. So I'll try a bit of blue cheese one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deal. So I'll get you some black pudding today. No, right, later on this morning, Tina is going to try black pudding for the first time. Got to love you, got to love you, yeah, got to love you, got to love you. Well, I'll tell you what, Tina.
Yeah.
I will sort you out with a ticket or two.
Thank you.
On one condition.
What?
Ooh.
Oh,
black,
I know.
Black pudding.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
It has arrived.
Are you joking?
No.
I'll be sick for the sport if you put that near me now.
Look at this.
Now, look at it.
Blech.
We've ordered black pudding from... Oh, it's so beautiful.
Does it smell good?
Oh, I don't know. I've got a cold. But yes, I'd imagine it does.
It's just a chocolate-covered fish cake.
Well, then you have it.
Do you want to see it?
I think that's less appealing than
see, that doesn't look bad, does it? Be honest.
Do you know what? It doesn't. It looks like a... dark chocolate rice cake.
Do you not think it looks like cartoon black pudding?
Because it does.
It's perfect.
It's very thick, that one, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Are you going to have some black pudding, Dom?
Yes, please.
After the news?
Yeah, of course.
Alad, would you try? Have you ever tried it?
I have, and I didn't enjoy it, because I think I tried it on this show, actually.
Right, okay. So, Tina, after the news, Tina is going to try black pudding for the first time.
When did I agree to this?
Just now.
Yeah.
When you said, I will try it.
That's right. She wrote it down, but no one could read her writing.
Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, the black pudding Tina taste test is coming up. Tina, it's going to change your life. You're going to love it, I'm telling you.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC.
Right, Tina, are you ready?
I've just remembered I've got that thing to go and do.
What is it?
Thing?
That thing with Newsbeat.
What is it?
New stuff.
New stuff?
Yeah.
All right, I don't want to hold you up. I was going to do the black pudding taste test.
Right. Oh, no. Another time.
What should we do now, quickly?
Well, I can live without black pudding in my life.
I know you can, but imagine how happy you'll be if you try it and go, oh, this is delicious.
I doubt that's going to happen.
It's a taste
Why
sensation.
I've had my slice of black pudding already, and it is delicious.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
On my life, Alan just saw me
eat
it.
Yeah, I did see you eat it.
And I've got to say, it enhanced my boring chicken omelette breakfast that I had.
Okay. Al, you can try some?
If it helps you try some, I will.
Thanks.
Good boy, Alan. Good boy.
Take one for the team.
Yeah.
Go on then, now.
But that means if he tries it, you have to try it.
Oh.
Because if you're making him do it, that's not fair if you then go, well, I'm not going to.
Right. Here's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll try a tiny, 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 tiny bit. Of black pudding.
Why? What's the difference?
What do you mean, what's the difference? Because it says it's a little bit's better than a lot.
I'll cut you a bit. How about that?
Not always.
Right. This is so much fun. And by the way, I'm not doing this to make you feel ill. I'm genuinely doing this because I want you to go, actually, that's quite nice. See that bit there?
Yeah, that's big bit.
Right. It's not a big bit.
It's big.
You need a certain
amount. Alan, would you eat that bit?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Dave to my left, Dom to my right.
How about we go...
I might feel
Tina,
sick.
Tina, you and me, we go halves on this.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do that halves.
Break it in half. Are you serious?
Really?
Fine.
Oh, don't be sick, though.
Tina.
Yes?
Tina, honestly, mentally, go with, this is going to be a taste sensation. Okay, okay, Alan's, go, Alan's now going to eat a bit of black pudding.
Here we go.
Here we go. It's in his mouth. Look at that. See, there's nothing to blair about. Oh, my God, look. Look.
Mm. You're actually chewing it. I'm swallowing it.
I'm trying to think about what it tastes like.
Black pudding.
It's a bit like paradise, isn't it?
It's a bit like there's something that I eat in my roast dinner that tastes similar to this. I'm not sure which
bit. Yeah, that's black pudding.
Potato.
It's black pudding hidden in your chicken.
Now, did you see how he was more just trying to work out what it tasted of rather than going, it's horrible?
Can I have the fork, please?
Yeah. All right, you ready? This is going to change your life, Tina.
No, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Use the fork, Tina.
I am.
Don't have too little, because then you won't get any penny taste.
Go away.
No, Tina, you just said you'd half that, so you have to eat all of that.
No, because Alan didn't have his proper half.
Yes, he did. He cut it in half.
Oh, Tina, don't move the goalpost.
Tina, both bits.
What do I get for this? This is a big thing.
What did you want? Hackney tickets?
I want more stuff.
I'm afraid you can't have them.
All right, you ready? You're going to go. You're going to say on the air, do you know what? It's not actually that bad. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm eating
marshmallows. You're so negative to this, Tina. I don't think you will. You need to open your mind a bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Open your mind.
Oh, I can't do it.
And your mouth.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Tina's going to eat black pudding for the first time in 3, 2, 1, go.
I'll give you the answers to the pub quiz.
Come on. Let her eat it.
Hang on. Okay, breathe. Where's my tea?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's like a jungle trial.
Okay, this is one of the worst things ever.
Tina for the jungle.
Read, Tina, this is black pudding Blair. Read. All you've got to do now is eat this black pudding and that anting and deck man.
Okay, ready?
Well, we're ready.
Yeah, okay, I'm
Have
ready.
You not had it yet?
No. Right, okay.
That's why she's grumpy.
Okay, come on. You can do this. Oh, I can't do this. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ah, come on.
6, 7, 8,
honestly, there you go. You're in.
It's out. She's eating.
No, don't do it.
Eat, eat, eat.
No.
Eat
it.
Really?
Tina,
come on. Have your tea ready.
Mm. Oh, my God. I've never
back
seen...
Back to the mic.
Remind me again how not high maintenance Tina is.
Oh.
No. Higher than high.
Tina, I'm really proud of you for trying that.
Thanks.
However...
Nope.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, Tina, I'm very proud too. Dom, do you want some?
Very proud. Yeah, I'd love some.
There you go. A nice big bit for
Thank
Dominic.
Thank you very much. And it's still warm as well. Mmm. Mm.
It doesn't actually taste of anything.
Does it?
Oh, it tastes lovely.
Hang on a second. So the results in. Doesn't actually taste of anything.
No, because it's the idea of what it is, actually. Oh, there's an aftertaste. Mm.
I bet you're a nightmare. Tea.
It's quite sausagey, I think.
That's really nice.
Mm.
It's a little bit spicy.
Mm.
Depends what herbs you put
it
in.
It might be... Oh, what are they called? Oh, no. Oh, no. I've jumped in without...
No. Go for it. Be confident.
Sausage.
Meat.
Yes.
Sausage
on,
meat.
On your roast dinner.
What?
I can't believe I just ate black pudding. I'm sorry.
You're like an excitable muppet.
It's the idea of it. It's blood. I've just eaten blood. Congealed blood.
But you have blood when you have a steak.
Mm.
But that's different. That's not an ingredient. That's just what happens with the way you cook it.
It's still in it. It's still an important part of the steak.
It's not congealed.
But you're saying it didn't really taste of anything.
No, I mean, it didn't taste of...
No, is there a bit of a ever so slight spicy taste in your mouth after taste?
No.
No, okay.
I've got the tea taste now, because I'm drinking...
So you didn't think it was as bad, so it's more mentally...
It's a mental thing.
Right.
It's mental.
It's the idea of what it is.
You've got to get past it.
And people on the text are saying I'm pathetic. Go away.
Well, no, they're right, to be fair.
Yeah, no, they are.
They're allowed their opinion, because their opinion happens to be right.
Don't ever go into the jungle.
I was going
to
say, Tina in the Jungle campaign starts here, right now.
Never.
I'd
watch
that.
Not going to happen.
Well done, Tina. Thanks. You should be very proud of yourself for kind of trying black pudding.
I did try. What do you mean kind of trying it? I tried a bit. Big bit.
You didn't. You tried a tiny bit. You put it in your mouth, and I don't think it even touched the sides. You went, woo, 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 woo. It was like you'd just eaten gravel and concrete.
It's like flapping your hands and running around and hopping on one leg. That's not what people should do when they eat black pudding.
There you go. See, now, I'd have been eating blue cheese, not a problem.
You are, well, you said you will.
I know, but I don't need to now because you've eaten the black pudding. What do you think? I'm a moron? Really? Come on.
It's not the deal.
Oh, by the way, and I'm really sorry. Tonight's gig at the Hackney Empire is a complete sellout. There are no tickets left. The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1. Well done, Tina. I'm very proud of you.
We're all proud
well done,
of you.
Tina. Yeah. Thank you.